In today's news headlines, the official global death toll from the coronavirus pandemic has hit 100,000 this week, with the United States still leading in infections and deaths. Within the United States, New York State, and in particular New York City, remains the epicenter. And on Friday morning, headlines announced the grim news of mass burials of unclaimed bodies. A public cemetery called Potter's Field on Hart Island, which is the largest taxpayer-funded cemetery in the world, showed with drone footage about 24 bodies a day being laid into the ground. Burials on Hart Island are usually done by inmates from Rikers Island, but the city has now contracted with outside workers to bury the dead. The cemetery usually sees about 25 burials a week of those families who cannot afford funerals or whose bodies remain unidentified. New York City morgues have shortened the time bodies can remain in storage to 14 days to cope with the mounting death toll from COVID-19. The Centers for Systems Science and Engineering at Johns Hopkins University has been tracking the virus globally, and as of Friday, the United States had 473,093 confirmed infections, with 17,836 deaths. But the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced in an interview on CNN that aggressive social distancing practices are working. He said, "I think we're coming to the peak. We can see the other side of the curve." Robert Redfield, echoing the eagerness of President Donald Trump to reopen the economy by next month, said, "We've got to build within the community the sense of confidence that it's the time to get back. It's a time to go back to work. It's a time to open up some of the businesses." But Redfield and Trump's desires stand in contrast with the nation's most trusted scientific expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said that before reopening the economy, quote, "we would want to see a clear indication that you are very, very clearly and strongly going in the right direction. Because the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get out there prematurely and you wind up back in the same situation." He added, "Now is no time to back off from social distancing measures." During Thursday's White House Coronavirus Task Force press briefing, a reporter asked President Trump if the economy could reopen without a mass virus or antibody testing. But the president retorted such measures were unnecessary.
"For this virus, don't you need a nationwide testing system for the virus before you reopen?"
"No, we have a great testing system. We have the best, right now, the best testing system in the world. But there are certain sections, there are certain sections in the country that are in phenomenal shape already. And we, in addition to that, are giving out millions of tests, and every day we're doing it exponentially. It's not necessary, but it would be a good thing to have."
That's Trump dismissing the need for mass testing before reopening the economy and falsely claiming that the U.S. has conducted enough tests. In fact, there have been only 2 million tests in a nation of 350 million, and the U.S. falls far behind other nations in per capita testing. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo contradicted the president, saying on Friday, "That's the only way to get people back to work. You have to have millions and millions of tests, frankly, better and faster than we've done to date." The New York Times obtained documents from various federal government agencies showing that if shelter-in-place orders are lifted after just 30 days, there would be, quote, "a dramatic infection spike this summer and death tolls that would rival doing nothing." The documents are dated April 9th and are of projections made by the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services. The governors of various states have had different approaches to the coronavirus. Ohio is being touted as a model for taking aggressive action early on and seeing fewer cases than similarly sized states. But in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is considering reopening schools in May, saying, quote, "I don't think nationwide there's been a single fatality under 25. For whatever reason, it just doesn't seem to threaten, you know, kids." In fact, there have been deaths of young people from the virus, and the governor appeared to ignore the health risks to teachers and administrators. After the latest numbers of unemployment benefits filings were released showing millions of jobs lost, economists are estimating that the U.S. unemployment rate is likely to hit 20% over the course of this year, and then settle down to a smaller figure of about 6% in 2021. That's still higher than the low 3.5% rate earlier this year. Meanwhile, the stock market is booming as Americans are hurting. The New York Times explained that, quote, investors are betting that powerful interventions from Washington will protect the long-term profitability of major companies. Specifically, quote, the large companies that make up major stock indexes tend to have reliable access to capital, particularly after the Fed's latest actions to prop up corporate lending. They may be more likely than small, independent-owned businesses to weather the economic storm and come out on the other side with greater market share and profits. Not everyone on Wall Street agrees that propping up big businesses is the right solution. A venture capitalist named Chamath Pahilapitiya said this in an interview on CNBC.
Because when you look at what it means, this is why I'm saying, like, this is a lie that's been purported by Wall Street. When a company fails, it does not fire their employees. It goes through a packaged bankruptcy, right? If anything, what happens is the people who have the pensions inside those companies, the employees of these companies, end up owning more of the company. The people that get wiped out are the speculators that own the unsecured tranches of debt or the folks that own the equity. And by the way, those are the rules of the game. That's right, because these are the people that purport to be the most sophisticated investors in the world. They deserve to get wiped out. But the employees don't get wiped out. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a hedge fund that serves a bunch of billionaire family offices. Who cares? Let them get wiped out. Who cares? They don't get to summer in the Hamptons. Who cares?
That's a venture capitalist in a rare sort of interview on CNBC saying hedge funds deserve to be wiped out during this crisis. Meanwhile, two lawmakers from the two major parties this week called on the federal government to pay directly into Americans' paychecks to keep the economy going. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington introduced a bill called the Paycheck Guarantee Act that would preserve workers' pay up to $100,000 a year. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri on Thursday published an op-ed in the Washington Post calling for a similar plan, albeit less generous than Jayapal's. Hawley wrote, beginning immediately, the federal government should cover 80% of wages for workers at any U.S. business up to the national median wage until this emergency is over. And in international news, the COVID-19 pandemic still rages, with the UK's death toll rising in a 24-hour period by nearly 1,000, bringing the total number of deaths from the virus to almost 9,000. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who had to be hospitalized, has finally left the intensive care unit after 3 days and is supposedly in good spirits. In South Korea, where the pandemic had been successfully managed, troubling news has emerged of at least 91 people who had been infected and survived, having now been reinfected. Scientists are studying the situation and as yet have no answers. And that does it for our news headlines today.